Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Point store south, east, and west. Me and B holding it down out west. Ashburn.
Way west.
Ashburn, VA, man, where the Commanders are gearing up. B, there's so much other stuff to talk about. Shout out Jaden Daniels. Happy birthday, young man.
Happy birthday, bro.
There's so many things to discuss with the Commanders that, like, we've almost kind of ignored the fact that Philly's coming to town and they're an absolute freight train. Mm-hmm. We do need to dig into that. I am confident Dan Quinn and this staff are digging into that. But it is hard to ignore certainly the biggest news from yesterday, the biggest sports news from yesterday. I won my paddle match.
What?
That's the biggest sports news from yesterday.
Hell no. The biggest sports news from yesterday is that Rory and Scheffler beat the hell out of Koepka and DeChambeau, like I would have done Jeff.
Yeah. I didn't get to watch the match. I heard it was dope.
Listen, bro.
I did win my paddle match against Mike Kelly. I just want the world to know.
Birdie, par, eagle. That's the way he started. So one of the,
that is nuts.
So Charles was on the thing talking, and you know all the people be posting stuff on Instagram. The guy, what did the guy say? Rory against Liv.
I mean,
he was kicking their ass too.
He got
you that, dog.
It was honestly just an absolute ass kicking. And
yes.
I don't know that I care. There was a time where I very much cared. I had a dog in the fight in the PGA versus LIV debate. But the PGA has screwed this up so much, and it's all just about cash, that I just thought, whatever, man, just give me the best golfers playing golf against each other.
I don't care about the PGA aspect of it. I care about the fact that I saw some pride coming from Rory and damn Scotty.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, okay, well, you all think you're on the best tour, but this is the best tour. And they showed him that. But, you know, ultimately – the money aspect is going to go where I want to go.
check your text from Bees. We cannot say that on the radio, and Bees is an ass, but it's pretty funny. All right.
Let me see.
I'm going to keep it moving as B. Mitch Reese is
Bees, we'll try to keep jobs. Do not try to get rid of jobs, dude. What is your damn problem?
All right, we're going to stop messing around and get down to business here. Obviously, the busiest, the most important news in sports yesterday, the Caps got a good win, was that the Falcons have benched Kirk Cousins. And that was listen, the Falcons created – oh, no, I'm sorry. The Caps did not win. They ended up losing.
They lost by a point.
Yeah, they lost 3-2. The Falcons created this problem. You signed Kirk Cousins to crazy money, and you did it the first day of free agency, the first minute free agency's open.
Yeah.
Like, this wasn't a surprise. It wasn't like, Kirk stuck around, and then you signed him. You made an effort to go get him.
Yeah.
All right. So
they screwed that up.
That's your decision.
Yeah.
Then in the top 10 of the NFL draft, you take Michael Penix. I think Penix is a good player. I like Penix a lot, but you created this problem yourself. And
they created a problem, I think, though. But the one thing you have to give them credit about, They're not sitting here waiting till the end to just figure it out and say we're going to ride the sunset because, Kirk, we gave him some money. All these owners got money. They're like, okay, we're going to make a move and see what our young guy is about.
Bro, in a self-preservation league, and we all know that's what the NFL is about, they did not act in self-preservation.
But do you think
you could have just kept rolling with Kirk and say, well, Penix needed the whole year, and now we'll see.
I don't know if this is self-preservation. I think owner is like, look, because the owner has the right sign off on this one.
Oh, yeah.
For this to happen, you just gave him guaranteed $100 million. Don't have to say, okay, look, let's go with the young guy. So, I you know, he lost something along the way, man. Something happened.
Sure.
You know, he needs to go see the wizard. I don't know.
I think with – I don't know what happened with Kirk. You got to wonder if it's Father Time. You got to wonder if it's the injury. Grant had some interesting information looking at the offense, that the offense doesn't necessarily put Kirk under center enough, give him enough play action.
But see, you can't sit up here and that's an easy little thing to say if you want to defend Kirk. I mean, Kirk. Kirk has always been in the shotgun. Okay? That's what he's done.
Yeah.
So you can't blame. We can't all of a sudden now come and say, well, they're not doing it right for him. Veteran quarterbacks are a big part of when you put together a damn offense. And if that offense is as it is, it was working earlier this year.
Yeah, and I wonder.
He threw 500 yards in that same offense. Let's not pick the excuse we don't do well.
Kirk's been good in rolling out situations when they put him in the boot, whatever.
Can he roll out anymore?
I wonder if physically that's there. And, dude, you could see the arm strength, the ability to fire fast that he had for a long time just didn't seem to be there. And, dude, I really think, I'm curious if you agree with this, B, that – they gave Kirk – so, I mean, they lost four in a row, and he had eight picks and no touchdowns in those four.
Yeah.
Then you give him the Raiders' start because you're like, yo, surely Kirk can perform against the damn Raiders. They're awful. And, yeah, they won that game, but he was 11 of 17 for a .112 with a touchdown and a pick.
It's not good.
It was just – he was so ineffective. Then he comes off the field and says, yeah, I'm not playing – the way I like to play. Like, he owned it, which he gets credit for.
Yeah.
And then Raheem Morris, twice, post-game and then the following day, kind of gave himself wiggle room that they might make a change. I think if you are going to make this change, this is the right time for Atlanta to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They got the Giants coming to town. And if you're going to make a change, start them against what is truly a terrible team in the Giants. You know, kind of a soft landing spot, because then it's, oh, hey, you're playing against Jaden Daniels. That'll be the number two and the number eight or nine overall pick on Sunday Night Football, likely with the eighth. So it'll be two versus eight, two Sundays from now at Northwest Stadium, likely with a wild card spot on the line.
Yeah.
So, I mean, life comes at you fast, man.
Look, bro, things happen. But, I mean, the whole thing is you don't make the excuses at this point. You're a veteran player. You got to figure it out. And I'm sure he has a free range to be able to change stuff. If he sees something he doesn't like, something happened along the way with him physically. And I think that's the problem. It's not the offense. It's something physically happened with him, and they see that, you know, whether he got a shoulder injury or he can't drive off of that leg. We've had somebody on the show that mentioned the same thing. That Achilles thing at a young age is tough. At an older age in the NFL, that's way tougher.
So, I mean, especially to – if the offense was a – so he had the four-game stretch that was terrible, right? You know what the two games were prior to that? A pair of Atlanta wins where he collectively completed 80% of his passes.
Yeah.
He averaged so against Tampa in Tampa at the end of October, 23-29, 79.3%, 276, four touchdowns, no picks. The following week against Dallas, 27-21 win, 19-24, so 79% again, 220, three touchdowns, no picks. Something happened, and some astute Falcons watcher should maybe go back and look at that Cowboys game if he took a late – if somebody got to his legs late, or then they lost at the Saints. Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe that's when Carr was back, but that's when the numbers really took a nosedive. He went from completing 80% of his passes to 60% of his passes.
Same offense. Yeah, or if someone want to tell me that they could completely overhaul the offense in the last 4 weeks, which I doubt seriously.
Yeah.
Something happened physically to where that happened. Listen, we know he's cautious. He doesn't really throw interceptions. Then all of a sudden you're throwing 9 and no touchdowns. He either lost confidence or he has a shoulder injury or that damn Achilles is really affecting him. It has not a damn thing to do with the offense.
I also wonder if there's anything to this. I'm just looking through this. So they are 7-7 in 6 of the 7 wins. He threw the ball 30 times or less. And the only win where he threw it more than 30 times, but one of them was an overtime game.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder.
Is that an overtime game when he passed 500 some yards?
Yeah. He went for 509 and 4 touchdowns. Threw the ball 58 times. I wonder if maybe it's like a reps thing. Like his body just kind of breaks down.
Bijan had 100 and some yards rushing, did he not? Last game?
Against the Raiders?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he went over that. Yeah.
So, I mean, with a running back running for 100-plus, that's all you need as an offense right now as a quarterback to go out there and have some ability.
Well, especially against the Raiders.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying, bro. Listen, I have always been a person where people have their opinions on everything. But when you say something asinine, I have to just defend. I have to go against that. This offense, it has nothing to do with its problems.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Moving forward, is Atlanta better with Penix?
We're going to find out. I don't know that. I know what Penix did in college. And I hear rumors
that
coming
big,
from Atlanta.
Long lefty. Spiral coming out tight, going the other way.
Rumors coming from Atlanta from fans and players alike talking about how he's been lighting it up in practice. So they want to see what he's about, because if they see what he's about, you got one more year, Kirk. You got to pay him no matter what. So
people are already talking about how they can spread out Kirk's dead money.
But they can get this start of Penix being the next thing earlier instead of waiting. Because if he's starting to break down now, how is he going to be next year?
The best time to bench a quarterback is never. The second best time is yesterday. That is a phrase somebody said about trading Juan Soto, but it applies here too. With Kirk's dead money, so you do have – let me ask you this then, too. You can't go back to Kirk now, right? Is this done?
It's done.
It seems done.
Unless something happens to Penix, and then that would even be like a slap in the face. So I think at this point, listen, man, the guy is undefeated at getting paid. He's getting $100 million over this year and next year, no matter what happens. Atlanta is in a position where we got to pay him no matter what. We may as well find out what the guy we drafted is going to be about.
I mean, you have seen – now, I think the situation was different there, but, like, you're seeing more teams just take the hit. Just, yo, this isn't going to work. Let me cut it, and I'll take the dead money. You saw Denver do it with Russ. Atlanta, because they have two void years on the back year of this thing, can maybe spread out the dead money. I don't know. It's going to be very, very complicated.
It's going to be hard to keep him on that roster after this.
Well, totally. And Kirk probably wants to get out,
yep.
I would think. I do want to let my guy Landini just have a minute to comment on Kirk getting benched and what exactly Atlanta was trying to do with this quarterback situation.
Yeah, I don't really know there. The whole thing was just so bizarre to me. Kirk's not exactly young. He was coming off a serious injury. Even when he was healthy, he was never all that good of a quarterback. And then in the first round with like kind of a decently high pick, they draft a quarterback. The entire situation just kind of seemed like people didn't really know. They didn't have a clear plan. They didn't really understand what they wanted to do there. So I guess it's not surprising that it kind of didn't work out for them.
No, I don't think it's surprising. I think it was very oddly done.
I was shocked when he got that deal, seriously. I was shocked when he got the deal coming off an injury. But you also look at the fact that he's a guy that always protects the football.
Yeah.
So you thought, okay, let's see
he
how this will work.
He NFL and interceptions.
But I was shocked when he got those 2 years guaranteed like that.
So I wasn't shocked this time because I think Atlanta was just so desperate. After going through kind of the Arthur Smith, Desmond Ridder, Heinicke, I mean just the quarterback since Matt Ryan had been so bad that I was not shocked for a guy like Arthur Blank that believes in the talent he's put together. He's like, hey, let's pay up. Let's get a guy we know can get it done for us.
But you come right back in the draft and sign and draft somebody in the first round. They were saying, listen, we're going to do this because this is a going rate. Hell, if Daniel Jones is getting $45 million, he has to pay Kirk more than that.
Right.
And he has shown he's better than that, way better than Daniel Jones. But they had to give some insurance. Think about that.
Where I was shocked is when they drafted Penix.
When they drafted Penix, that's when they really hit me more that they are not 100% sold.
That my thing was like, all right, when you signed Kirk, I get it. When they drafted Penix, I was like, what?
Yeah.
And I know they tried to talk their way. But like, go watch that video when the pick goes in and then the owner walks in. And it's just like, excuse me? Not that he probably signed off on it, but I think there's – of the wildest owner video we've seen, how nice is it to not have to worry about owner video?
Yeah.
But Mara saying he ain't going to sleep at night if Saquon goes and crushes it. And then
and that he is doing.
Right. And Arthur Blank down there. I don't know. I am fascinated to see. I really want to see Michael Penix. I loved him at Washington. I remember David Aldridge correctly, in hindsight, saying, I wonder – if it was when we were all in Seattle for that Skins game and we went to the Washington Husky game the day before and watched Penix in person. I remember DA saying, you know, I keep hearing all these draft experts tell me everybody else is better than this kid, but then all I do is see this lefty throw deep touchdowns. I mean, he's got game for sure. I think there were questions with the medicals.
Let me ask you a question.
Fascinated to see this.
You see left-handed quarterbacks come along every so often and they're good at what they do. But you don't always see a lot of them. Is there a bias against them? Because if you look at the history of it, it's a lot of right-handers, a lot of left-handers, but Bill Belichick made that left-footed punter even more prevalent because at one point you would have one, maybe two in the league, and they would have so many guys fumbling balls. Now it's well over 10 of them left-footed punters. The left-handed quarterback, are they just, you know, are they not any good ones? Or are you just
– you know, it was our guy Steve.
You got a little thing against Steve Young was damn good.
Well, when we were in Philly, our guy Steve asked this trivia question. I think there's three lefties that have won a Super Bowl. Steve Young's one of them. I want to say it was Stabler maybe is another one.
Kenny?
It's weird because – it's not weird. My youngest daughter is a lefty, and we're realizing that we, like, you have to do a lot of things different.
Yeah.
And now I'm trying to teach her stuff that I'm not that good at righty, but I'm trying to teach her lefty.
Uncle B will come help her out.
But I also think there are just from a straight-up numbers standpoint, there's probably fewer lefties out there, right?
Like,
isn't right-handed people like 75% of the population?
Yeah, I'm sure, but I'm sure some left-handers out there, but it's like...
I don't know. That is an interesting thing.
Automatically, you know, this kid comes along, and we watched him in college. He was dropping dimes as much as any quarterback out there. But for some reason, they were like, oh, he's not better than the other guys. Then he slips and he jumps into the top 10.
Right.
Okay? And now, they're trying to see what he's about. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. That's interesting. I do wonder, my boy McBrien, you know him, Scott McBrien at Maryland, was really good. He was a lefty and at that time was considered small, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that impacted his pro prospects. Now, where Bryce Young is 5'9 and 165 pounds, like you wonder how that stuff evolves. I wonder for you if you ever would have been converted from a quarterback now. You know what I mean? It's just different times.
It's just like this. You come in with a mindset, you know, I was never the guy that said I got to play a position.
Right.
I was the guy that tried to learn every damn position so I could have many opportunities. It worked out.
Listen to this. Michael Penix. I'm reading from Jordan Schultz here. So he was going to Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Volunteers pulled his offer 2 weeks before signing day. He had been committed to them for 2 years. How messed up is that?
What you think they're saying right now after he did all the stuff he did in college?
It's stuff like that makes me not feel bad for the coaches that have to chase all these kids in the transfer portal.
I think they need it. So they were leaving.
Indiana offers him, and he tears his ACL as a freshman. Eventually, he does well at Indiana, but then he tears his ACL again. Florida Atlantic and Washington, no NIL money. Goes to Washington with Damon Heward's son ahead of him and beats him out. AP Player of the Year, goes 25-3 at Washington, wins a ton of awards. They go to the Natty. They lose, but they go to the Natty. Falcons draft him 8th overall.
One thing you know, he's not a quitter.
Dude, not
a persevere.
What about the resilience for this
resilience,
young
man? He works through stuff. That right there, sometimes the story isn't just told early. You know, you have, let's say, 50 chapters in a book. The first 5 to 10 could be some boring stuff. That next 40. Be special. And that's how he's done for his career. So let's see what it's about.
Yeah, man. We got a packed show, all right? We had to just kind of react to the biggest sports news of the day yesterday, the match, my match. B. Mitch went to – did you go to the Red Course and play 9?
Nah.
Okay. But Kirk getting benched is just wild. It's especially wild considering the money, considering our history with Kirk.
Yep.
But – our history has something far more important, and our future looks far brighter after some news that came down yesterday, became official last night. We're talking RFK Stadium, what it means for the city, what it means just for us as humans. Next.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.